Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. There's been some changes, or there are some changes coming, excuse me, that are going to affect some pension plans.
Yep.
And it could be quite material, particularly for those people that are commuting a pension, and we'll discuss what all of that means. But we got to give
if you have a government pension plan from Alberta and you're driving or you're doing something, stop what you're doing. Listen to this. It is important. It can be impactful for your future. So I'd strongly suggest that we listen to this piece because it's been buried in a bill that no one really knows about and it's not being talked about. And so I'm glad that we're discussing that today.
And to that point, we have to thank Pat Johnston, who's with us today. He's the principal. He's also an actuary with a company called Pension Strategies. Pat, you've been on the show before. I thank you for giving us a heads up to this, as will our listeners, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about what the changes are. So maybe just give us at a high level, what's the change and who will be impacted by this?
Okay. First off, it only affects three pension plans, but they cover an awful lot of people. It's the local authorities pension plan, the public service pension plan, and the special forces pension plan. Now, what's happening is there's no change to the benefit at all with respect to the amount of lifetime pension the member can get from the plan. What they're changing is for those members who terminate prior to age 55, they also have an option to get a lump sum, and they are substantially reducing the amount of that lump sum option in lieu of the pension. If they choose to get the if they choose to stay in the plan and receive the lifetime pension from the plan, there's no change to that pension amount, mm-hmm. but their lump sum option could be going down substantially. For those around age 55, or a lot of people have kind of planned their retirement on terminating employment just before age 55 so that they can get the lump sum. If they've got a substantial pension, their lump sum amount might be in the $1.5 million range. Come April 1st, it'll be reduced by about a third, so down to $1 million. Like, they could be losing a $500,000 value. Now, if they haven't gotten as large of a pension, it might be $400,000 or $300,000 of dollar amount they're losing. If they're younger, the percentage decrease is even greater. Like, they may be losing 50 or 60% of the lump sum value. Wow. Now, they haven't lost anything if they choose to stay or leave their entitlement in the plan and take their lifetime pension. But if their plan was to take the lump sum and transfer it to their LARA and get a portion paid in cash, that amount being paid to them will be substantially less.
Why are the pensions doing that?
Largely, they're doing it because they see that they're paying out too much in these lump sums. When the member is in the plan, they get the lifetime pension, and they're not worried about the investment risk because they're going to get their pension whether investments go up or down. So when they've determined lump sums before, they're saying, well, the member doesn't have any investment risk, so to put a proper value on it, we should be reflecting essentially a long-term Government of Canada bond yield plus 90 basis points to reflect the fact that pensions aren't as liquid as bonds.
Right.
Now they're saying, well, you know, when we're funding this thing, we're assuming we're invested in equities and high-quality corporate bonds, private debt. We expect we're going to get a lot higher return. Now, mind you, we have all the risk, but we're expecting a higher return. They're essentially going to use that higher interest rate now in determining the present value. So they're essentially transferring all of the investment risk to the individual who chooses the lump sum.
Pat, why would somebody choose a lump sum over keeping the monthly benefit?
For those people that, particularly those that terminate just prior to 55 with their intent of getting the lump sum, they wanted the extra flexibility in their retirement planning by having the cash available. They might have concerns that they're not going to live as long as average, and therefore they think they're better off with the lump sum rather than the lifetime pension. And in many cases, they think they might get a higher rate of return if they were to turn around and invest the money themselves. But it's unlikely they're going to get the higher rate of return now. For example, the local authority's pension plan, they're assuming in determining these values that you have to earn 5.4% after investment management fees over the long term in determining the value.
Right.
That's a pretty high expected rate of return for individual investors.
Yeah, for a pension-style portfolio, for sure.
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's assume that somebody is trying to make this decision. So what's the deadline here? Because we're bumping up against something here pretty quick.
The deadline is April 1st, 2020. They essentially have to terminate employment prior to April 1st, 2020, or else they're going to be under the new system.
Okay. Okay, so that's coming up very quick.
Now I do want to point out, yep, if they're over age 55, there is no change because they weren't provided a lump sum option anyway.
After 55, right?
After
so it's
55.
Only for those that, yeah, retiring before. Okay.
Correct.
Now, this is a one-way decision. So if you decide to commute a pension, take that lump sum out, as you call it, you can't go back on that. This is an important decision for a lot of people. As an actuary, and we have worked together before, there's some important analysis to be done. Can
Correct.
You talk to us a little bit about that? What that is?
Sure. It comes down to all about financial security in the end. Do you? How important is to you to have guaranteed income for the remainder of your lifetime? And so for a lot of people, it still didn't even make sense to take the lump sum. Mm-hmm. Because they just couldn't take the risk of running out of assets in the future.
Yeah.
And so it makes a lot of sense to review it with your financial advisor in any event, simply because you've got to be able to handle that risk. It's one thing to say you want the additional flexibility of the cash now, and that way you can manage your retirement expectations better in the sense of draw down a bit more cash earlier when you're doing traveling and less later. But you do run the risk that if you're in the lucky half that live longer than average, you might be running out of assets if you've taken the lump sum, and can you manage that risk?
So we talk about this in sort of simple terms when we talk to people about it. It's really a trade-off between flexibility and guarantee.
Correct.
Right, and what do you value more? And Pat, I'm going to throw this at you. You know, this is dependent upon each family's situation. So there's this idea of, can you take the risk? There's longevity, how long are you going to live, right? Volatility, which we've talked about in this show, can you take the emotional ups and downs?
Correct.
So Pat, this is a more complicated decision than just saying, hey, I want to get my hands on that extra $400,000 or $500,000. I got to understand how it fits into my overall financial or retirement plan.
Yeah, and we got to look at this as that there's a short window of opportunity now. Like, we've got less than a month to do this.
Yeah.
And so, Pat, from your experience or from what you're seeing, someone's listening to this show right now saying, the clock is ticking. What do they do?
Okay. Even under the current rules, to a large part, we saw it as almost a 50-50 guess, because the value was there, and sure, you might earn a little bit of extra investment income, but you couldn't get the whole thing tax sheltered, so you lose a bit of tax advantage. And in our analysis, depending on the particular situation, there might be a 50-50 chance, it might move up to 60-40 depending on return expectations, as to whether or not the lump sum could provide for the lifetime pension. So you need to manage that risk. Under the new lump sum value, it's only going to be about a 25 or 30% chance of being able to reproduce a lifetime pension.
There you go.
So where the question comes in is, for those individuals who have already reached the decision that, yes, the lump sum is for them, those individuals, they may want to head to the door and terminate prior to the 1st of April. Because if they were planning on that, and that is their strategy, the amount of dollars they might lose by crossing over that April 1st date, say they were planning on doing it at the end of the year, the dollars they're going to lose in doing it at the end of the year will be much higher than even what their salary is.
Right, right. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Pat. Thank you for raising awareness on this, and we appreciate you bringing it to our attention, as I said, and anybody that's listening out there, we do have a short window in terms of making this decision. Pat, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Been joined by Pat Johnson, principal, and actuary at Pension Strategies, Inc. Okay, my friend, we got to talk about this whole how to pensionize a portfolio. Yeah. And does it fit for you to take a commuted vow? How do you do this?
How do you build your own pension? And part of it could be a company pension plan included, or part of it could be having only your own money, your own resources to fund your retirement. We're going to talk about all those options to you on Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400, or register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You could be personally liable for taxes on an inheritance that you receive. Stick around after the break, and we're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.